Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Thanks for joining us here. As always, hour number two. You got less than an hour now to get out there to Cordova Mall and be sure to drop off your non-perishable food items in order to help out the Manna Food Pantries. Doing a very good cause right there. And, I think it'll be a good thing to head on out there. By the way, this is brought to you by Coastal Moving and Storage, as well as our TV partner, WEAR Channel 3, our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, and, of course, us. So head on out there to Cordova Mall. You got until 6 o'clock to do that. Coming up later this hour, we got a pair of tickets to give away to see Florida State play Florida on Black Friday. They're playing the Florida Gators. So stick around for that opportunity a little bit later this hour, closer to our sports hit. Top three stories here, and then I'm going to get into some local stories. So the top story of the day, Supreme Court has gone ahead and cleared the House panel to go ahead and get President Trump's tax returns. The saga of the tax returns is about to come to a close because this is, you know, this is definitely a situation where they were fighting. He's been fighting against it for a long time. And then a federal judge ruled that the House could actually go and get the taxes from the IRS, that they could request the IRS to get them the taxes. And at that point, Trump appealed it to the Supreme Court. And now here it's gone to the Supreme Court. And Supreme Court's final ruling is they can get the taxes. So with that, it's going to definitely, I mean, that's it, right? I mean, that's the end result. So now what happens when they get those taxes? With the Republicans taking over the House in a couple of, you know, in less than a, you know, 2 months' time, well, it could end up changing things altogether. Like, I mean, the investigations and stuff that they might have been doing could completely change. So I don't know. We'll have to see what happens with it. I think it's going to be very interesting because if the Democrats still had control of the House, then I could see this as being a lot bigger issue. But it still could be a pretty big issue. We'll see. Associated Press reporter who reported that Russia's missiles hit Poland kind of created that big stir over World War III concerns. Well, that reporter has now been let go, as those concerns have found out that Ukraine actually was the one that had the missiles that fired. And then President Biden is extending the student loan repayment freeze. So this is where you don't have to make payments on your student loans. That's been frozen since pretty much the start of the pandemic. I mean, it started under Trump. When Biden took over, he just kept extending it. So the student loan freeze repayment freeze has been going on. Now, so he's extended the freeze because the relief program is tied up in the courts, which I talked a little bit about last hour, how the Biden administration is still going forward as if they're going to win the appeal to the Supreme Court, that they're going to be able to go forward with the student debt relief program. So those are your top three stories. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, if you'd like to share your thoughts or opinions, you could do so by texting. And that number is 850-437-1620. Share your thoughts about what's going on in the news. So here's some local things. First of all, I want to hit this one. The Legends in Concert show at OWA in Foley has now been permanently closed, according to OWA representatives. The show first opened up in 2019, and I guess they had a residency there. Their agreement with OWA came to an end, and they decided to not renew them. They did say that they will have they'll have a special show every now and then, but the permanent attraction, which is an attraction in Vegas that came to OWA in 2019. It's now their overall residency has closed. I've never really liked it. I never went and saw it there. I never really had that much interest in even seeing it. But it's the one that has look-alike performances from top music performers like, you know, Dolly Parton and Elvis and things like that. Anyway, that's closing permanently. Also, over in the Alabama side of things that might affect us here, passenger rail service is returning to Mobile. We've covered this quite a few times, that there's been discussion about it for a while, and there's been negotiations over it, and apparently the parties have agreed to settlement terms. And so this does not, so they don't have like a full agreement yet, but apparently the terms have been agreed upon. So now there will be passenger and freight service in the Gulf Coast corridor going all the way to Mobile. And they do have, I guess there was going to be a final vote on December 7th. But I'm not sure if they're still going to need to do any of that. So it looks like it looks like there's going to be rail. You know, we've talked about this before. There seems to be like an interest to get rail in a lot of places. But when it shows up, it ends up not really being something that people use a lot. And that's why, I mean, Amtrak, for example, loses money every single year. They're subsidized by the federal government, and the reason is because they don't get enough people using their service. So I thought that was kind of interesting as well. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Hey, if you've been thinking about selling your house, the market is changing fast, and right now might be the best time to get the most money for your home. And you know what? We talked to Christine Leavenworth a few weeks ago. She explained how we are getting a normalized market. A normalized market means you can't just put your house up for sale and get 20 offers on the same day or even a couple of offers. Now with the normalized market, you might have to do a little incentives in order to help get people to choose your house over somebody else's house. Either way, Christina Leavenworth with Rinky Realty has all of the different tools and tricks of the trade to get your house sold. Her and her team succeed because they focus on making sure their clients succeed. That's why she sells more houses for more money than anybody in the Pensacola area. And she still has her guarantee. If she can't sell your house in 10 days, she'll sell it anyway and you pay her nothing. And she'll even put it in writing. She can make that guarantee because she spends tens of thousands of dollars on marketing, generating demand. Right now, she still has about 100 approved families looking and ready to buy. So if you got a house you've been thinking about selling, she may already have the buyer for you. So go call Christina Leavenworth at 850-723-9158. You can even text her. Just let her know Bobby said it's okay. Just text her at 850-723-9158. This is Christina Leavenworth with Rinky Realty. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Just got off the phone on the traffic hotline. We do have a bit of a slowdown on 98 East as you're going towards Tiger Point at the Sonic Light. This is not due to an accident. There's a tow truck on the side, maybe a disabled vehicle. But just keep that in mind. And if you have any details on it, make sure to give me a call. I-10 seeing some slight slowdowns as you are moving westbound on I-10 right after 29. You're going to see some slow traffic on the road. Again, that's I-10 heading westbound. And our typical afternoon traffic on Highway 90. That's going to be if you are leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on Highway 90 in the eastbound direction due to construction. Expect some delays. If you see something else, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So the one other story I want to share with you that's a local statewide story is that here in the state of Florida, you have to, if you want to run for another office, you have to resign the current office you're in, your current seat. And that's why, like Nikki Fried, who is the agriculture commissioner, she had to resign as agriculture commissioner because she was running for governor under the Democrat ticket. So even though she ended up losing the primary, she still had to resign, and so now we had an election for an agriculture commissioner. And I do see benefits of this law. It prevents confusion, for one, you know, and it also helps you focus on, if you're good at focus on campaigning, then you're not going to be able to maybe focus on your job as well. Well, so anyway, there is discussion by the new legislature that maybe this next legislative session, they might repeal the resign to run law, or maybe not necessarily repeal it, but revise it in a way that says, okay, if you're going to run for federal office, then maybe you can keep your current seat. Now, the obvious thing that comes out when you think about that is like, okay, so if you're agriculture commissioner, like Nikki Fried was, and she decided to run for U.S. Senate or for a U.S. congressional seat, she wouldn't have had to step down. Well, the same thing applies to Governor DeSantis. If Governor DeSantis decides that he's going to run for El Presidente, then he won't have to step down as governor. And I guess in the past, there's no clear part of the language that guides that. I got this from FloridaPolitics.com, an interesting paragraph right here. Lawmakers loosened Florida's resign to run law when former Governor Charlie Crist was in the running to share the ticket with Republican Senator John McCain during the 2008 presidential run. However, the legislature reverted it in 2010 after Governor Rick Scott took office. So I guess there's been some back and forth on how do you handle it when somebody's running for president? How do you handle it when somebody's running for federal office? So the legislature feels like, even if it's not Governor DeSantis trying to run for president type thing, this is something that needs to be revised in general to be more clear. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. But as I saw one article stated about this, if that happens, that is a gift to Governor DeSantis. And I would probably agree with that. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Just a reminder, we've got about 40 minutes left, a little less than 40 minutes to head out to Cordova Mall for Fill the Mayflower in order to fill up the 53-foot Mayflower moving van with non-perishable food items from Mana Food Pantries. So be sure to go ahead and do that within the next 40 minutes. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending stories this hour. A national railroad strike is a possibility. Once again, railroad unions and management now headed back to the negotiation table. Of course, all this after the White House praised the tentative deal back in September between the railroads and unions over disputes about pay and working conditions. At that time, the Biden administration did say a nationwide strike could cripple the economy. And if a deal isn't reached soon, that strike could happen next month. Two people have died in a television news helicopter crash in North Carolina today. That happened over near the Charlotte area. The chopper belonged to television station WBTV. Apparently, the station's meteorologist and the helicopter pilot died. The parents of Brian Laundrie are going to have to answer a range of questions in a civil lawsuit about his former fiancée, Gabby Petito.
A Florida judge denied a motion that would have limited the scope of questioning in connection to the events leading up to Petito's death. The attorney representing the Laundrie family argued they shouldn't have to answer irrelevant questions. Petito's parents are accusing the Laundries of knowing that their son killed his fiance during a cross-country trip last year before he took his own life. The jury trial is scheduled to begin next year.
And Bobby, do you follow a lot of soccer?
No, not a lot of soccer. I do follow it a little bit.
Well, apparently, global soccer icon, I don't follow a lot of soccer either, but I have heard this guy's name before, Cristiano Ronaldo, is leaving Manchester United. Mm. Ronaldo and apparently the soccer club have agreed to a mutual termination. Apparently he did some type of an interview where he criticized the club and the manager. And because of all this, apparently now he's free to join another club immediately instead of having to wait for the normal transfer window. And apparently Ronaldo is currently preparing for the World Cup. So he must have an idea. He's headed somewhere.
Yeah. He's the top soccer player today still, I believe. So he probably will not have a problem with that. So landing on his feet somewhere. That's part of the reason why he did this in the first place is because he was wanting to get out of there. So apparently the fact that he was able to leave Manchester United under a mutual agreement is that's the big story because usually they're going to want to get paid to, you know, by somebody else to have him go over to their club. So that's why it's one of the big stories right there. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Got a text here. I do want to address one of the top three stories was that the Supreme Court has gone ahead and ruled that Congress can get Donald Trump's taxes. And got a text here that says, if the IRS has not found anything wrong with Donald Trump's taxes, what is it that Congress is going to find? So I was explaining this a little bit earlier. It's simply this. They're not trying to look for anything illegal because the IRS would have found something illegal. They're not looking for something illegal. What they're looking for is something that they can perceive or create the perception as unethical. There's a difference between illegal and unethical, right? So what they're trying to do is trying to find something they go, look, he's corrupt. Look, he's greedy. Look, he didn't pay his fair share. Look, he didn't, you know, all these different things. That's what they're looking for. And that's part of it. The other part of it is, yes, members of Congress are egotistical and cocky, and they think that they know more than the IRS and that they're going to catch something the IRS missed. There is part of that, too. Some of those people on this panel believe that the IRS must have just taken it easy on him, and we'll figure out where he did something illegal. But then the other part of it is, even if he didn't do anything technically illegal, maybe he did something we can show as unethical or can perceive to be unethical. That's what they're shooting for. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives.
This traffic update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. We do have some slow-moving traffic on I-10 right now. This is going to be if you're heading in the westbound direction right after you get past the 29 exit due to a disabled vehicle causing some delays. So just keep that in mind. It is moving, but just pretty slowly. Also, we have our typical afternoon traffic on Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on the bridge due to construction. And we do have some patches of slow traffic on 98. This is going to be 98 in front of the Live Oaks Nature Preserve approaching Gondolier Boulevard, as well as some slight slowdowns. This is going to be also in the eastbound direction going towards Tiger Point. Have some patchy traffic. So just keep that in mind. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That number is 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So I was just explaining here that the basically, the IRS, somebody said, hey, if the IRS can't find anything wrong with Donald Trump's taxes, what does Congress think that they're going to find? And I was saying, one, is they think they're cocky enough that they're going to be like, I'm going to find something that the IRS didn't find. That's one part. The other part is they're trying to find things that may not be illegal, but they could be perceived as unethical or greedy or something like that, or, you know, he didn't pay his fair share type of a thing. Here's a text. So if the IRS is so inept, then maybe we should just abolish the IRS. Doesn't that imply that from this panel? I know. That's how I would use it. I would use it to go ahead and say, yeah, let's get, you know, hey, you guys think you know more than the IRS, then why do we even have the IRS? And I would use the panel as a way, as part of the bill to abolish the IRS. Here's another one. Congress writes the tax laws, so they're... So if there's any loopholes, They put them there. That's funny. They can't penalize Trump for using the same loopholes that they put in there for their friends. And that's what it is. That's it. But that's what they're going to try to do. Just like when they went after Trump about a couple other things in the past when he's running 2016, he says, I use the tax law to my, you know, I'm not doing anything illegal. I'm using the tax law. And so, but they, all they're trying to do is try to create a perception that he's doing something wrong, a perception that would turn people against him. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I already ran out of this other story. All right, so instead I'm going to read this text. Hey, Bobby, so 80-something thousand new IRS agents in Congress still needs to look at it? Yes. They're egotistical. They're cocky, and some of them just need to feel like they're needed. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Got your sports hit coming up here in a minute. First, your top three stories. Well, actually, first, got about 15 minutes left to head on over to Cordova Mall. Hopefully, you're out there close by, and you can swing by and drop off some non-perishable food items or even drop off a check or some money to help them out. This, of course, goes out to benefit Mana Food Pantries. So be sure to check that out today as well. Let's go and do it now. If you would like a pair of tickets to go see Florida State University play the Florida Gators this Friday, then we got the tickets. That's right. It's this Friday, Black Friday game, big in-state rivalry game, Florida State playing Florida. If you'd like the pair of tickets, text in. I'll tell you what, just text in Florida. Just text in Florida, and you could have a chance to win. That's 850-437-1620. That's 850-437-1620, and you could have a chance to win. So then, let's see here. Oh, top three stories. So the Supreme Court has cleared the House panel to get Trump's tax returns. That's right. This is something we've been talking about all morning long here now. Associated Press has reported, or all afternoon long, Associated Press reporter fired after retracting the story on the Russian missiles hitting Poland. Remember, ended up being Ukraine. He ended up retracting the missiles, but it created a bunch of hubbub for about 24 hours where everybody was thinking, we're going to have World War III. Is Russia attacking another country? So that Associated Press reporter has been fired. President Biden is extending the student loan repayment freeze as the student debt relief program is tied up in the courts, which we talked a little bit about last hour as well. Going back to the Trump's tax returns story, we got a text here that, did we get to see anyone's tax returns in the swamp? Nope, of course we do not. But yeah. Or how about all the members of Congress who are requesting Trump's tax returns have to show their tax returns? How's that sound? I don't know. Sounds fair to me. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. Tonight in the NBA, it's on TNT, 6:30. Brooklyn Nets take on the 76ers. After that on TNT, it's the Lakers against the Phoenix Suns. NCAA football begins at 6 o'clock on ESPN Plus with Ball State against Miami of Ohio. Also at 6 o'clock is Ohio University hosting Bowling Green State University. Earlier today, number 21, Texas Tech beat Louisville 70-38. And right now, number 13, Auburn has beaten Bradley 39-25. That's on CBS Sports Network. Ohio State University is beating Cincinnati 65-46. That game's on ESPN2. Tonight on ESPN, number 10, Creighton plays number 9, Arkansas at 7 o'clock. Also on ESPN, the late game at 9:30. Number 17, San Diego State plays number 14, Arizona. NHL hockey's on NHL Network. Buffalo is playing Montreal, and the Rangers are playing LA. The World Cup results. Saudi Arabia ended up surprising everybody by beating Argentina 2-1. Denmark and Tunisia ended in a draw at 0 apiece. So did Mexico against Poland. That ended at 0-0. But France beat Australia 4-1. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our roads are looking pretty good right now. We are still seeing some slight delays on I-10. This is going to be if you're heading in the westbound direction right after the 29 exit. Other than that, we're just seeing our typical afternoon traffic on Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on the bridge due to construction. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call at 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Sports news here for you. Not really a lot of stories out there, but Baker Mayfield getting benched for the Carolina Panthers. Now that Sam Darnold's feeling a little bit better, he'll take over as the starting quarterback for the Carolina Panthers. Dak Prescott says that the interest between Dallas Cowboys and OBJ is mutual. And the NCAA has awarded the Final Four to go to Las Vegas for the very first time ever. Las Vegas will host the Final Four in 2028. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Ben Simmons' return to Philadelphia is supposed to be a dramatic event. I'm sure Philly fans will try and torment him all night, but the relative strength of both teams isn't what we expected. They're both languishing around 500. Sixers are without Joel Embiid, Tyrese Maxey, James Harden. Expect the booing to be epic, but the real impact in NBA terms of this matchup isn't what either team wanted for Ben Simmons' return to Philadelphia. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Pennzoil Platinum can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $38.99. Get everything you need for better fuel efficiency at any of our 6,200 stores or on AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
All right, there you go. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. And that is your sports hit. Speaking of sports, I got an update for you on the World Cup. There was a reporter who went down to the World Cup in Qatar, this Muslim country, and he decided to wear a black shirt that has a soccer ball in the center, but the soccer ball is surrounded by a rainbow. And as you know, LGBTQ has hijacked the rainbow to represent them and their causes. And so he went to the World Cup wearing this rainbow soccer t-shirt to support the LGBTQ community because, in his own words, same-sex relationships are illegal in Qatar. So he wanted to show support for the LGBTQ community there. He says, when I first arrived, security guards refused to let me into the stadium and then eventually detained him for 25 minutes and demanded he remove his t-shirt. He explained the story online. You have to change your shirt. It's not allowed. And he said, no, I want to change it. So he immediately took a picture, tweeted it out. That security guard is refusing to let me into the stadium for the USA-Wales game. They said, you have to change your shirt. It's not allowed. He said, the moment after I tweeted that, a guard forcibly ripped my phone from my hands. Nearly half an hour passed. One security guard told me that my shirt was political and not allowed. Another refused to give me my phone back. He said, I was sitting in a chair by now, and another guard kept yelling at me, standing over me, telling me that I had to remove my shirt. I told him no. He said, you can make this easy. Take off your shirt. I said, no, my shirt's not political. A friend of mine walked past who worked for the New York Times. I informed him what was going on. They detained him too. One guard asked, are you from the UK? New York, I said. And he said, this was getting annoying. I arrived when I did, so I'd have enough time to watch the Netherlands-Senegal game. Now I was missing it. Finally, they let my buddy go from New York Times. He said they were letting and the security commander approached me. He said they were letting me go, and he apologized, and we shook hands. One of the security guards told me they were just trying to protect me from the fans inside who could harm me for wearing the shirt. And so he says, I made me wondering what I'm just thinking, dude, like this is the thing where like he's a New York liberal and New York liberals are just so clueless of what's going on in the rest of the country. They're literally throwing gay people off of buildings in other countries. You think you're so you think you're doing like this wonderful thing because you're going to wear a T-shirt to a soccer game and you're going to change the world. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh, this is the kind of stuff we talk about. How they're just so clueless and they live in this utopian world. And like he's stunned and he's shocked that he's being detained. He's not allowed to go into the game, even though he's a press reporter and because he's wearing a T-shirt. And it's like, yeah, there is no such thing as freedom of speech in other countries. There's not. This is America. This has freedom of speech. And we don't suppress that freedom of speech. We don't censor that freedom of speech. Oh, wait. I guess if you're liberal, you can censor Republicans but and conservatives. So what I mean is in other countries, they – okay. It's just – it's so bizarre. Like what kind of person thinks it's okay to go to Qatar, a Muslim country that is very against – LGBTQ and same-sex relationships and things like that, and you're going to, what, indoctrinate him? I mean, he says he was there to show his support, but come on. It's not like some gay guy in Qatar is going to go, oh, man, I'm so glad that guy wore his rainbow soccer shirt to the game. Now I feel vindicated. It's just insane in the membrane to me. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. I appreciate everybody's support for the Mana Food Pantries. A big help right there trying to help feed our neighbors. And, yeah, it's a big positive event right there. Got about 5 minutes left to wrapping it up now. Hey, be sure to download our mobile app. You can listen to the live stream. You can listen to podcasts of this show of Pensacola Morning News and a Pet Talk with Jenna Barr all on a mobile app. You can also check out news as well. Just look for News Radio Pensacola in your app store. Let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
Just got a call into our traffic line that we have an accident on 9th Avenue. This is going to be involving two vehicles in the southbound direction at Blunt. So again, 9th Avenue southbound. We have fire trucks on scene. So just keep that in mind and use some caution at that intersection. We are still seeing slowdowns on I-10 as you are heading westbound right after the 29 exit. It is moving, but it's just a little bit slower than usual. And then typical afternoon traffic leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on the bridge due to construction. Expect your delays. See something else? Just give me a call at 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's go to David Wayne in the newsroom. David?
Well, Bobby, if you're looking to bring a new furry member into your family, the Pensacola Humane Society has something going on here in the next week or two that you might be interested in. They're partnering with the Bissell Pet Foundation for an Empty the Shelters event. This is going to be December 1st through the 11th, and through that whole time, adoption rates will be reduced to $15 for any dog or cat in the shelter and waived completely for older pets. So if you'd like to adopt one, just head over to the Pensacola Humane Society over on North Q Street during their normal adoption hours.
All right. Thank you very much. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. I've started following this story. It's as gruesome as it is. I don't really like this stuff, but it's starting to become a little bit of a concern out there in Idaho. You remember the saying last week, there was this, you know, we were talking about this other shooting that happened and everything, but at the same time that went on, there was four students at the University of Idaho who were slaughtered, for lack of a better word. It's a pretty gruesome scene when I was reading about it. Four students killed, and here it is, a week, and we still don't know who the killer is. They don't even have a suspect, really. And the individuals were, these students were stabbed, and they just, they don't have hardly anything. So top story on FoxNews.com, our national news partner, is an FBI profiler reveals how the suspects, how the suspect basically was able to kill these students and get away. And so far, get away with, you know, without a trace type of thing. So it's been 9 days since they were discovered. 9 days now. They've received at least 646 tips since the attack, but they're still searching for the person behind it. So this retired FBI special agent said that it's likely a young man who has not carried out acts like this before. He does not have experience doing this before. He said he's sloppy. This is probably more of a compulsive kind of person that would put him at a younger age and maybe in the age group or just above the age group of the victims. I don't think he's particularly sophisticated, criminally sophisticated, or forensically sophisticated. It's like, well, then how come we haven't found him yet? My goodness. This is just a terrible story. It's got that little town of Moscow, Idaho on edge because, you know, they're thinking we got a killer walking among us. And, yeah, that's kind of a scary situation. That's the top story on FoxNews.com.
What?
It's Bobby's Brain Teases.
All right, Bobby's Brain Teases here for you. The fate of the Mayflower is unknown. Some historians believe it was scrapped for its timber, then used to construct a barn in England. Fruit snacks are covered in the same wax as cars. Oh, that's super healthy. And there's a vault in Denmark under LEGO's headquarters that holds a copy of every LEGO set ever made. George Lucas originally wanted Tom Selleck to play Indiana Jones, but Selleck was already committed to playing Magnum P.I., so he wasn't able to do it. Of course, that launched the career for Harrison Ford. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.